Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 4, 31 to 37. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 4, verse 31 to 37. Then Jesus went to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and taught there in the synagogue every Sabbath day. There too the people were amazed at his teaching, for he spoke with authority. Once when he was in the synagogue, a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit, cried out, shouting, "Go away. Why are you interfering with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus reprimanded him, "Be quiet. Come out of the man," he ordered. At that, the demon threw the man to the floor as the crowd watched. Then it came out of him without hurting him further. Amazed, the people exclaimed, "What authority and power this man's words possess! Even evil spirits obey him, and they flee at his command." The news about Jesus spread through every village in the entire region. My theme for reflection is when authority sounds like freedom. When authority sounds like freedom. Have you ever had someone in your life who simply walks in and takes over, but in the best way? Like the friend who shows up in the chaos of your kitchen and somehow gets dinner on the table without a fuss. It is a gift, really. Someone with both confidence and care. That is the kind of authority we long for but rarely encounter. Not domineering or self-serving, but compelling and freeing. That is what Jesus brings to the synagogue in Luke 4:31 to 37. It is not just what he does, it is how he does it. Coming off the heels of rejection in Nazareth, Jesus doesn't shrink back. He continues his ministry in Capernaum, teaching on the Sabbath. But unlike the rabbis who quoted long lines of tradition, Jesus teaches with authority, not borrowed credentials. His words don't just inform, they transform. And as the passage unfolds, we discover that Jesus' authority is not just in word, but in power. Power over the forces of darkness that enslave human lives. The moment a demon-possessed man cries out in the synagogue, Jesus rebukes the spirit with a word. No spectacle, no struggle, just a command, and then the man is set free. The people watching are astonished, not just at the healing, but at Jesus' very way of dealing with evil. He does not manipulate fear or use his power to elevate himself. He uses it to liberate. His authority is love in action. In a time when spiritual authority is often tainted by abuse, scandal, or self-promotion, Jesus redefines it. His authority never oppresses, it delivers. As N.T. Wright notes, the authority of Jesus is not simply the right to give orders, but the power to make new life happen. That is the kind of authority that still speaks today through the Word, through the Spirit, and through communities shaped by his compassionate reign. But this story also presses a deeper question. How do we respond to such authority? The crowd marvels. The demon fears, but admiration and fear are not the same as submission. Submitting to Jesus means letting his authority challenge our hidden allegiances, whether that's pride, bitterness, addictions, or the desire to stay in control. Christ's authority confronts, but it also heals. And here is the good news. If you are feeling trapped by fear, guilt, or anything that binds you, Jesus still speaks with that same commanding love. His words still have the power to drive darkness out. but he won't shout over your resistance. He invites your surrender. So we ask, do I admire Jesus or do I obey him? Do I recognize his power or do I receive his freedom? There are two questions for reflection. Number one, in what area of your life are you resisting Jesus' authority, perhaps out of fear, pride, or uncertainty? Number two, how might submitting to Jesus in that area open the door to healing or freedom for you or someone else? And now our practical exercise. Take 5 minutes today to prayerfully read a passage from the Gospels. As you read, instead of asking, what does this mean for others, ask, what will it mean for me to obey this today? Lord Jesus, your authority does not crush but freeze. You speak with power, yet also with compassion. Teach us to trust your voice, to submit to your word, and to live under your liberating reign. Drive out whatever opposes your spirit in our lives and replace it with your peace. Make us people who not only marvel at your authority, but who are transformed by it. In your name we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.